Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for taking some time to spend with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're doing that because we got some good stuff lined up for you this hour. Bill Soward is with us. Bill is in the business of helping companies like yours and mine do a better job of managing our numbers, managing our finances, managing the strategy that we take to the marketplace. His company is called the Adaptive Planning. And that's his message. That's his focus. Adaptive planning, which I think is very intuitive and very appropriate for the world that we live in right now. And he's our good friend Bill Soward. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
When did you come up with that name?
Actually, back in 2003, surprisingly. So
it was pretty intuitive in those days. But boy, howdy, it's got to be catching on right now.
Yeah, it's all about being flexible, you know, flexible in your business and responding to events and trying to anticipate what's going to happen next.
Yeah, and because those events are coming fast and furious, aren't they?
Well, certainly with this economy, it's been proven to be very unpredictable, and that's
but
really
challenging. I think even when things get cranked up again, Bill, I think we're gonna be looking at the same thing. I mean, we're gonna be happier. We're gonna be. You know, we're going to have more smiles on our face. We're going to be a little less anxious, maybe. But we're still going to have to deal with things. And I'll tell you what I've been saying about this. And I've been talking about this for over 10 years. I've been saying the only thing different about change is the velocity of change. A computer is just a fancy wheel. But the way the wheel is changing, the speed of the change of that wheel is the velocity of that change. That's what's taking our breath away.
No, you're right about that. I mean, I think, it's between just, the changing competitive environment, the globalization, and certainly the economy, and just a lot of different variables out there. I mean, I think you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, and some of my change agent experts talk about not just managing change, not just dealing with change, but leading change. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that you can, you can't predict the future precisely, but you can certainly try to anticipate a lot of different potential outcomes and try to plan for that. And as, facts on the ground start to change, try to move quickly to, adjust your business kind of manage through that new development, whatever it is. And so I think, you have to be very proactive. And, hands-on management is required here. You can't just sit back and push buttons, that's for sure.
Well, and Bill, I don't know about you, but I've got a lot of gray hair I didn't inherit. I earned all of them, and so that means I've been around a while. And I remember when you could create a strategy or a product and maybe get at least you could always get at least 1 year, if not multiple years, out of that generation. And so you could kind of create it and cash in on it for a while. Today, you can't do that, so you've always got to be nothing is ever baked in the cake and done. You've always got to keep working on it, don't you?
Well, I mean, I think, the old days, even from the financial planning perspective, I think companies would develop their annual plan, let's say if they were on a calendar fiscal year, October, November, December, lock down their plan for the next year, and pretty much operate the next year that way, maybe do a mid-year update, but that's about it. Now, we've certainly seen this through our survey results. I mean, companies are doing a lot more replanning, weekly, monthly, just because of changing conditions.
Mm-hmm. Well, you conduct a survey every quarter, don't you?
That's right.
And tell us the name of the survey.
It's the not the greatest name, but Business Volatility and Variables Survey. And basically, it's a survey of financial professionals across the country, and so it's pretty representative.
Financial professionals, you're talking about CFOs.
CFOs are controllers, typically, right? The people that are in charge of the finance operation at a business, and this is either a small business, medium-sized business, or even a global 2000 company. So it's pretty representative.
And these people are not prone to emotion, are they? Or hyperbole?
Pretty serious group altogether, yeah. I would say.
Yeah. And so what have they what are they telling you about what's going on out there?
Well, I mean, I think the main headline here, I mean, we did this survey back in the end of September into October, so it's this is very, very recent. And I think the surprise for us was that 75% of the respondents said that conditions are the same or worse than they were 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I think we were really expecting to see a little bit more optimism there in terms of surely you're better off now than you were 6 months ago. And in fact, no. Most people either felt they were in the same position or the situation had actually deteriorated since we'd done the survey back in
now,
the...
But see, these are the people who are looking at the real numbers. If you had asked their marketing people, they would have said, we're probably not better off, but we're starting to feel like we're better.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what's interesting is, you know, we survey on a lot of different things, and one of them was, you know, how did you do this quarter compared to your plan? And still, 61% of the companies came in under their revenue plan and below their profit expectations. So even though they're staying right on top of their business, they're still not seeing what they expected. And I think that that contributes to some of the pessimism, and it's becoming much more of a show-me environment. I'm not going to change my opinion of what's happening until I see some tangible proof that the situation is actually getting better. And the numbers
I gave a speech last Tuesday, and I polled that audience. There's about 75, 80 people, I guess, in the audience, and I polled them, and I didn't get a lot of there were some people there who were doing okay. But the general attitude among those people went from between fear and anxiety and just very cautious optimism. Nothing more than that.
Well, you know, I think and that's supported in our survey as well. That that there's actually we're detecting more uncertainty today than we did in the last survey. Seeing increasing. Well,
what do you attribute that to? You think it's? Can you attribute it to what's going on in Washington?
I'm sure that it's. I don't think it's a political thing. I think it's just more reality on the ground. I mean, you're just not getting the visibility in your pipeline that you would like. You're not just seeing the. What it is. There's a good day, and then there's a couple of bad days, and then three or four good days, and it's sort of up and down and back and forth. And that's not really confidence inspiring, I would say.
Well, I do believe, though, and I mean, regardless of which side of the aisle you're on any of the issues, the fact that they don't seem to be able to accomplish much, I don't look to the government to help me. I just look to them to not do too many things to hurt me. And some of the stuff that's going on causes me a little bit of anxiety. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back, folks, with Bill Sower. His company is called Adaptive Planning. We're going to talk some more about this survey. He's got more results to talk to us about right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff you can do there from 5 seconds to 15 minutes to any topic, under the sun on small business. You can find it right there. A lot of different ways of getting information, and it's all free. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Bill Sower is our guest, folks. He is the president and CEO of Adaptive Planning. And, Bill, we need to know how to find you and how can we find your program.
Sure, adaptiveplanning.com on the web. We're out in Mountain View, California. So just come to our website and you can see what we do and try out our product and actually trial it before you buy it.
So, yeah, you got a great offer there of letting people try it, and we appreciate that very much. Folks, I encourage you to go out and check this out. This could be what Bill offers, could be the key to you merely surviving in 2010 and thriving 2010. I really believe what he's doing is good stuff, and otherwise we wouldn't have him on the show. Bill, your survey that you conduct once a quarter was a little bit was not as optimistic as you hoped it would be. What do you attribute it to? You think people are getting tired? You think we're anxious for good news, and when we're not getting it, we're getting tired, and even though the news may not be worse, it's just that we're worn out.
You know, there might be a little bit to that. I mean, this has been a pretty tough several quarters for, I think, everybody across the country.
Yeah.
And you know, sort of the absence of good news takes a toll after a while. But, you know, I think at the same time, I think people are very resilient. And so you do see sort of a, you know, people are not jumping up and down with excitement about, you know, how things are going to recover quickly. But at the same time, I think there's a resiliency here that, you know, that, you know, people are not giving up. They're going to just keep on staying focused, and you know, we'll get through this.
I agree. And in terms of where we're going, one thing I want to say before I say that, I think that all of us, and it may be hard for the technical guys like the guys you pulled to do this, but I think all managers have got to stop for a second and say, okay, we're almost through 2009. And so far, I've survived. I have an expectation of opening my doors in 2010. I think, Bill, I think that's something to celebrate. What do you think?
I think survival is always a very good thing to celebrate, considering the alternatives there. But you know, it's yeah.
But,
I mean,
shouldn't we be patting ourselves on the back a little bit, at least if we have the expectation of being in business next year? That's, I think, with what we've gone through, I think that's a testament to pretty good leadership, pretty good management, and preparation.
Well, you know, and you get to a sort of a different point that doesn't come out at all in anybody's survey. But, you know, my sense is there's a place here where people start to open their eyes and they say, you know, I've survived all of this. You know, I'm actually doing pretty well. You know, good for me.
Right.
You know, I can get through this. I can do this. And through that sort of a moment of revelation, I think starts to become confidence again that, you know, hey, I've seen the worst. I've taken your best shot. You know, I'm going to continue moving on. And then that's when you start to you know, kind of take steps forward. So I think we're very close to that. I mean, this survey still has you know, a little bit more down than up, but at the same time, mm-hmm. people are, I think, expecting a recovery. It may not be until later next year, so they've kind of pushed it out a few quarters, but I think there is an expectation that things are going to get better eventually.
Well, technically, we're in the recovery, but it just doesn't feel like it to most of us. And
well, you know, I think that if you're the average business person, you're looking out there, I mean, you probably think of the recovery in terms of what you read in the press. You look at the stock market, and the stock market's certainly been strong, but you also think about the job situation, and there's no expectation here that
right.
there's going to be any increase in jobs for many more quarters, and until you start seeing people doing better as individuals, as families, it's hard to get real excited about.
Well, that's exactly right. You sure can't look at the stock market and consider that any indication of Main Street, because the stock market is doing well because of earnings, and the reason their earnings are so well is not because of quality earnings, it's because of earnings based on cost cutting.
Right.
And the cost cutting includes payroll, which is where we have our layoffs, all the unemployed, and those people aren't buying from Main Street merchants as much as they were. And so that's the Wall Street continues, in my opinion, Bill, to be at cross purposes with Main Street. And it's been this way now for a long time.
It's true. I mean, I think, you know, our survey would suggest that there's still going to be some more cost-cutting and more job reduction. Certain sectors perhaps are starting to become, you know, sort of flattish, and they're starting to maybe
yep.
begin to think about investing, but the majority of segments are still, you know, going to cut a little bit more before they start to turn around. I think that you're really going to see this on a segment-by-segment basis, and so there are some elements that are starting to feel a little bit better, but you know, many others that are still kind of bouncing along the bottom.
Did you ask your respondents about where they saw the economy going, what they saw in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an expectation that in some cases, you know, it might go down a little bit from where it is today. So maybe we're kind of in the middle of a short-term recovery. Maybe, you know, inventories filled back up, but then didn't get sold through, and so you're going to maybe have a little bit of a slowdown again. Before it starts to pick up. So, you know, it might go down a little bit, might go up a little bit, might go back down again a little
bit. That's my hacksaw analogy.
I think so. I mean, we tested on letters, and the W is what people came back with, almost half the response.
But see, I like the reason I say hacksaw, because I think it's going to be longer than a W.
Yeah, well,
I think it's going to be a lot of little ups, little downs, little ups, little downs. Nothing, no more roller coasters, but it's going to be trending. It's going to be an inclined hacksaw. What do you think about that?
I think you're right, and the key for managers is just stay focused.
That's right.
Keep on
yeah.
On top of your business. And
realize it's going to be a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, Bill Seward, give us the website quickly one more time.
www.adaptiveplanning.com, all one word.
And he's got a good trial there for you folks, so check it out. Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Jim.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.